I was in the third grade at Cathedral Grade School in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And one day our teacher told us that we were going to have a special song presentation from one of the sisters, one of the Franciscan sisters, who was part of a religious order that ran the school. And so we all, third graders, tromped out into the theater part of the school. And in walked someone amazing. First of all, she looked like no sister I had ever seen in my life. She was black. And she strode in with a guitar and started singing in a voice I had never, ever, ever imagined. And she exuded joy and charisma and life in the spirit. And as a third grader, with all of my sophisticated knowledge of theology and spirituality, my first reaction was, wow, this is not like anything I've ever experienced. This is not like anyone I've ever experienced. That's my first encounter with Sister Thea Bowman. Sister Thea Bowman was the one, and as far as I know, the only African-American member of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration based in my hometown in La Crosse. And that encounter obviously resonates deeply with me today. It was extraordinary. And perhaps more so because it was something, she was someone, whatever she was about, that made me think, even as a third grader, this is not normal. This is not how we sing at the cathedral. Sister Thea, who you may know, spent her life dedicated to bringing the black Catholic experience to the consciousness of the wider church in this country. And in the 70s and 80s, she was instrumental in arguing and promoting and cajoling and pushing the church to see the giftedness of the black Catholic experience, of the giftedness of what they had to offer for the church spiritually, liturgically, musically. She tragically had a short life, dying of cancer in 1990. But the process of her canonization has begun. And in fact, Sister Thea Bowman is now servant of God, Sister Thea Bowman. And at the last meeting of the bishops in November, the cause for her sainthood was continued on. We as a parish have begun a process that you've heard about last weekend of being a parish that actively and purposefully seeks to be rooted in the love of God and a desire to confront and to be a place fighting against racial prejudice, an anti-racism place. And we know the sordid and ugly history of race relations in this country. And we know that we too, as College Church, participate in that, with the Society of Jesus owning slaves. And we know that that work is difficult. And as we begin, it will be challenging. And it is hard for us to often grapple with the truth of not only the past, but of how racial prejudice continues in our country, in our church, in us. And it is difficult, but necessary that we do this for many, many, many reasons. But let me say that encounter with Sister Thea Bowman, for me, what matters most is that we do this not out of guilt or shame, but we do this because we recognize we are all one in the body of Christ. And the great sin of the church's racism that we have participated in this country is that we have chosen to forget the gifts of the body of Christ. That throughout our history, we have been unable and unwilling to recognize those who are different, who are to the body of Christ. And in that, we have deprived our faith community of the giftedness of those who are not like us. Sister Thea Bowman spent her life promoting the gifts of the African American community within the church, of saying, this is real, this is important, this too is from the Holy Spirit. As we go forward, as we move together as a parish, and I certainly encourage everyone to share in this long process, keep in mind what this is truly and ultimately about. Is our membership in the body of Christ. That all are necessary, as Paul says, and all are gifted, and all the gifts make us who we are. That is what will guide and lead us. That is what will enable us to see things in a new and different way. And frankly, that is what our country needs from the church. We need to be explicit and steadfast in proclaiming that reality. We need to be people who can say who we are as a faith community. When so many others are saying differently, even within the church, even as Christians, we need to be people who see Christ at work in the body. What I'm asking you as St. Francis Xavier community is to engage and be open to this work, to this ministry, to this mission that we are being called into. And it will not always be easy. And it will not always be something that can happen instantly. It will not be something that will find it always engaging. But we must do this. We must do this because we know we are one body. And in Jesus Christ, all those gifts that God has for us as one body, as many as we are one. That was the joy of Sister Thea. That was her life. That's what she was all about. Reminding all of us, God's gifts are in abundance, and God's gifts are for all. And God's love is always stronger than anything else.